News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Bose Bohemian Football Club will this week launch a new strategy to help communities in Dublin own more of the local economy, and it has support from people including President Catherine Connolly and former President Mary Robinson. With us is Sean McCabe, Head of Climate Justice and Sustainability at Bohemians Football Club. Sean, what exactly is this?
Well, Anton, it's a concept called community wealth building, which I guess took root in Cleveland and Ohio after the financial crisis that we felt here so acutely as well in 2008-2009. The basic idea is that if you're able to allow people a greater stake in the local economy, true systems that we'd be familiar with here, in particularly in rural Ireland, you're about to talk to farmers about Mercosur, but looking at cooperatives, looking at community-owned enterprises that really give people good jobs, but also a say in their local community, we think that could be quite transformative for Dublin.
So could you give us a hypothetical example of the kind of thing that fits in that category, Sean?
Well, like, we ourselves are that category. Bohemian Football Club is a football club owned by its fans. We have been owned by our fans for 135 years. And, you know, that's an intergenerational community entity. So it's really about bringing that philosophy out into the community more broadly. Another really strong example that we have here in Ireland, obviously, is the credit unions, right? That's a community-owned bank. And really, an awful lot of wealth that we generate in our communities nowadays is extracted, and it goes to shareholders, many of whom often don't even live in Ireland, right?
So the only thing that I don't quite understand, Sean, is in both of those instances, they are community initiatives. Most football clubs start as community initiatives. Now, some of them end up being sold into private entities, but they are of the community. Likewise, the credit union is intrinsically linked to the common bond of either its community or its trade. How does it function in the economy for things that don't start as community activity?
Well, I think everything has a community dimension to it, right? If you buy food in a shop, that's a local hub, right? Shops have been community entities, and we've seen cooperative shops, and we don't have to look far to see these things being very successful. Across the water in the UK, there's a massive cooperative food chain, right? We have cooperative shops. You have farming cooperatives that have thrived in rural Ireland and really helped our rural communities address issues of deep poverty and entrenched poverty.
So would you like to see the people of Footscray jointly owning a shop?
That'd be a wonderful outcome. In the short term, the projects that are proposed in our startup strategy will be the establishment of an institutional backbone, so like shared services, so we can nurture and incubate the types of cooperatives that we want to see take root. But then we're actually pushing the boat out somewhat further and looking at establishing a mutual insurance company that could also help us not only make insurance more accessible, but bring some resources to this project, some badly needed resources.
Sorry, what does shared services mean, John?
Shared services is, you know, if you have five or six cooperatives that all have to deal with their own payroll, all have to deal with their own accounting, all have to deal with their own human resources, that becomes such a drain on their ability to compete in what is an already difficult proposition of maybe becoming a community-owned enterprise in a landscape where there's not a lot of community-owned enterprises, right? So the more we can share services, the more we can help people have a type of economies of scale in the operations that we want to set up, we can then nurture a greater likelihood of success for this work.
Sean, thanks very much for your time this morning. Sean McCabe, Head of Climate Justice and Sustainability at Bohemians Football Club.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.